Always keeping the main thing the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Thanking God for his angels. Thanking God for the church. Thanking God for this congregation. Thanking God for the elders and leaders of this congregation. Thanking God for this day that he's given us. Didn't have to do it, but he did. And we ought to be thankful and grateful to God that he did. This morning, my lesson is coming from the book of 1 Samuel, 3rd chapter, verses 13. That's 1 Samuel, 3rd chapter, verses 13. And it reads, "For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not." My subject this morning is "He restrained them not." And once again, I want to say a happy early Father's Day. Are you with me? When I said it the first time, they were looking, "What?" You know, like, you know, but I know it ain't today, you know, but it's Wednesday. Amen? But happy early Father's Day to all here, who are here, all who are near, and all who are far. He restrained them not. The Old Testament story of Eli and his son Hophni and Phinehas illustrates the consequences of failing to discipline children and prioritizing worldly desire over God's command. Eli, the high priest, was aware of his son's wickedness, including their greediness and immoral behavior. Despite knowing of their sins, Eli did not adequately correct them, leading to God's judgment upon his house and his sons. Hophni and Phinehas were known for their corrupt and greedy behavior. They would take the prime cuts of meat from the sacrifice for themselves rather than offering them to God, and they would abuse the women who were serving at the temple entrance. They were considered sons of Belial, meaning worthless or wicked, indicating their moral corruptions. Eli knew of his son's wickedness behavior and even rebuked them. However, his rebuke was not thorough, and he did not take active steps to correct them. The Bible states that Eli restrained them not, meaning he did not adequately correct their behavior. A man of God delivered a message to Eli from the Lord, condemning him for prioritizing his son over God. God declared that Eli's family would be cut off from his favor and that Eli's sons would die on that same day. The judgment was a consequence of Eli's failure to fulfill parental duty of raising his sons in righteousness. Sometimes it seems difficult to correct our children, fathers, but if we love God more, we will correct them. We will teach them. But if we love our children more, we won't hear God's word. Matthew 10:37, "He that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." You see, fathers are the divinely appointed leaders of the household, which is and not to display the vital role of mothers in the household, but simply to note that fathers are given the chief responsibility for the nurture and admonition of their children. Fathers, we cannot do it alone. We need Jesus. Trusting in him with all our heart and leaning not into our own understanding. You see, the devil wants to be our children's father. He wants to be the father of our children, of our future. He has blinded the eyes of many of our children. And we call the devil's followers the disciples of the devil, or children of the devil. In John 8:44, ye are the father of you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because the truth was not in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh his own of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it, and the devil's disciples are teaching these lies for him. They're out there right now teaching lies. Fathers, we can't let this happen. Isaiah 5th chapter, verses 20, it says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. The devil's disciples say they love their neighbors. They say they love their children, but still direct them to hell and hell's eternity. They teach transgenders to be transgenders. They say it's okay. They teach same sex. They say it's okay. They teach marijuana smoking. They say it's okay. They say it's legal now. All you have to do is have your money to pay for it. Don't steal it nor sell it or you get in trouble. Just go ahead and buy it and go cuckoo. They teach fornication. They say that all you need is protection, because to protect yourself from the diseases and from early pregnancy. They teach same sex marriage. They teach that a boy could go to a clinic, or a girl can go to a clinic and have themselves changed. And these same people teaching this, they say, please vote for us. They said, now I want you to please vote for us, because we stand for you. Because some people, they understand their children, and they want their children to have their human rights. So they agree with that, and they vote for people like that. And the teachers who teach it, they say, well, we need our jobs. So we have to teach it, because if we don't teach it, we're going to lose our jobs and nobody going to pay our rent but us. Question, how come they don't see that being wrong? You see, teaching same sex, teaching fornication, teaching marriage to a man marrying a man, a woman marrying a man, why don't they see that's wrong? That's the question. Answer, their minds is blind. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the gods of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. Fathers, including me, we can't fall asleep on our children, our future. Whether you be a father, whether you be a grandfather, whether you be a great-grandfather, or if you make it a great-great-grandfather, if you can move, if you can say something, you got to say it. We have to teach our children, because if we don't, our future is not going to be the future that God would have it to be. Brother Eugene Lawton, some of you know him. He would say, hello, is anybody home? Hello? Is anybody there? In other words, are you there? Fathers, are we homeless or are we just homeless? Fathers, do we see what's happening to our children, our future today? Do we really see that? Fathers, do we recognize that we live in a world where sin is everywhere and in almost everything, and it's out to get our children, our future? Fathers, do we tell them that sin looks good, smells good, sounds good, even tastes good, but it's not good at all? Fathers, did we tell them that what God has joined together, let not man put asunder? Fathers, did we tell them that God made a man for a woman and a woman for a man? Fathers, did we tell our sons that it is wrong to marry another man? Fathers, did we tell our daughters that it's wrong to marry another woman? Fathers, did we tell our children that surgery can't change what God has made us to be? If God made you a boy, you're a boy. If he made you a girl, you're a girl. Fathers, did we tell our children that there's no such thing as safe sin? Fathers, did we tell them that the wages of sin is death? Fathers, did we tell them that there is no sin that is a good sin? Fathers, did we tell them that sin separates us from God? Fathers, did we tell them about hate? Fathers, did we tell them about pride? Fathers, did we tell them that marijuana is bad for you, just like any other drug is bad for you? Fathers, did we tell them that they should not murder? Just because you get mad at somebody don't mean you have to shoot them. Fathers, do they see us loving our wives? Fathers, do they know just how much we love them? Fathers, are we with them in Sunday school and worship, or do we just send them to Sunday school and worship? Fathers, do we teach them how to pray? Fathers, do we tell them that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord? Fathers, do we tell them, thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind? Fathers, did we tell them, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself? Fathers, did we tell them to obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right? Fathers, did we tell them never to depart from these things? Fathers, if we've done these things, we've done good. Because our children, our future is in trouble. Because the disciples of the devil is out there teaching sin. They are disciples. When you hear somebody who's running for office say something like, I stand for abortion. Or I stand for same-sex marriage, right? And you vote for them. You know what that means? That you are in agreement and you are part of that. Those are disciples of the devil. Did you know that? Did you realize that? Those are the disciples of the devil. I don't care if you're white or black or whoever. I'm going to vote for this person because he's black. Or because she's black. I'm going to vote for this person because she's... No. If the person is wrong, don't do it. I'll go to say for both of them wrong. Don't vote for none of them. Amen. You got your right. Amen. Because if you agree with them, that means you are one of them. Our children, fathers, need us badly. We got to say something. Grandfathers, we got to say something. Got to tell them. And if you tell them, it's not that they're going to do right, but you've done what you're supposed to do. Amen? You've done. You can't say that they did it because I didn't tell them. At least you told them. And if they still done it, you've done what you're supposed to do. That's a lot of done to do, ain't it? In closing, y'all like that part, right? A faithful father builds relationships that last throughout the year. He takes the time to listen. He helps to calm our fear. Our Father keeps his faith in our Savior up above, and his children find a refuge in the home he filled with love. If you're here, if you're not a member of the church, there are some steps that you must take. Not if you feel like it, that you must take. You must hear God's word. What is God's word? That Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. He came from above, from heaven, down to earth, born of a virgin, suffered and died in this world for us, sacrificed himself on a cross. On the third day, rose with all powers in his hand. You have to hear that. You have to believe what you just heard. You have to repent of your way and turn that way. In that obedience, in that way, you must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You must be baptized in water for remission of sin. You must stay steadfast in God's word. You must. You can't leave it. You shouldn't leave it. The Bible said it's best to not have known the way than to know it and to leave it. You must come to worship. You must pray. You must be able to learn. You must be able to teach. You must give. And above all these musts, you must love. You must have faith. If you're here and you are a member of the church and you are in need of prayer, as we together stand and sing the song that was appointed, you may ask for prayers at this time.